Walking along Podvale Street, we approach Wąski Dunaj Street, which runs off from the Market Square. At the turn of the 17th century, a new city gate was erected here. If we ignore the gates of lesser importance, situated on the side of Vistula River, it was the third entrance to the city after Krakowska and New Town, Nowomiejska gates. Before its construction began, one of the defense towers, built during the construction of the fortifications in the mid-14th century, was located here in the line of the inner circuit of the defense wall. The second half of the 16th century saw repeated development of the city. The Sejm held its sessions here, and soon Warsaw became the seat of a royal residence. A lot of people flocked to the new center of the state. Many decided to stay here permanently. More houses were built in the suburbs. The need for a faster access to the town necessitated the construction of an additional gate in the western section of the wall. That is why the municipal authorities decided to cut an opening in the older wall and to rebuild the former flanking tower. Some of its walls were used to construct a new gate. This is how it was called by the townspeople from the early 17th century. Some people referred to it as a side gate, because it was not located on the main track, but rather on the side. The gate was built on a rectangular plan. It had three stories. In the lowest one, there was a semicircular passage. The plaster walls on the gate were decorated with elements fashionable at the time of its construction. The corners were adorned with decorative rustication, ornamentation that was intended to imitate brick. There were also round shooting windows in the walls. The top of the gate was topped with a decorative Renaissance parapet wall. In the vicinity of Popochna Gate, there was a royal bell foundry from the mid 1730s, headed by Daniel Tim. Prior to the Swedish deluge, more than 100 gunmetal cannons had left the factory. They were used not only in Warsaw, but also in many other fortresses across the Commonwealth. The bell founder would also cast bells and artistic objects to order and to cater for the needs of the royal court. The neighborhood of the Pobochna Gate was a strategic location during the Swedish occupation of Warsaw in 1656. The area in front of the gate was fortified by the Swedes, who were defending themselves within the city walls. Thus, they wanted to make the task more difficult for the Polish troops trying to reclaim the city. It was here that a first battle took place in early June 1656. Polish soldiers tried to take back the cannons stolen by the Swedes. This resulted in heavy losses on both sides. The gate was destroyed at the time, but reconstruction works began the following year. Later on, the building was used as a dwelling, rented for an annual rent. Interestingly, around the mid-18th century, an executioner lived there for 10 years. At the end of the 18th century, the already very dilapidated buildings, in danger of collapsing in fact, was declared completely useless. its image shortly before demolition was immortalized by the painter and draftsman Sigmund Vogel. A few years later, in the early 19th century, the gate was demolished. Today, only the remnants of its foundations are to be found under the stones paving Wolski Dunaj Street.